Listening Comprehension 4, London.
My name is Molly, and this is the story of my trip to London. During the Easter holidays, my parents took me to London for a few days. It was really exciting. For my birthday in February, I got a London guidebook, so I could read about the most important sites and decide which ones I wanted to see. Of course, I wanted to see Madame Tussauds, the famous wax museum. We pre-booked our tickets at home, so we didn't have to queue to get in. In the museum, you can see wax figures of famous actors and actresses, politicians, singers, sportsmen and women, and of course members of the royal family. I loved the Chamber of Horrors and Scream, but to be honest, I was a bit scared. On the second day it was sunny, so we went to Hyde Park. It's a huge park which has been open to the public since 1637. Before that, it was owned by kings for deer hunting and so on. As we were walking around in Hyde Park, we saw lots of big squirrels. In one area, people were relaxing in deck chairs or sitting in the grass. Then we got to Speaker's Corner. It's a place where people can speak on any subject they like. And you can say whatever you like without being arrested. After lunch, we went to the Tower of London. We were in a little bit of a hurry to get there in time for a guided tour through the tower. The guides were beefeaters, and they told us a lot about the history of the castle. It's almost 1,000 years old. It was very exciting to listen to the horror stories about executions at the castle. Of course, we also saw the crown jewels, which are kept at the tower. Close to the Tower of London, there is Tower Bridge. The view from the bridge was one of the most beautiful I had ever seen. I could almost see the whole city of London. In the evening, we went to a nice restaurant to eat fish and chips. It was delicious. The next day, we went to Oxford Street. Oxford Street is a well-known shopping street, and some people believe it is the busiest street in Europe. It has got hundreds of shops and big department stores. Some of the best known are Selfridges and John Lewis. The biggest department stores are about 7 floors high. The street begins at Marble Arch and ends at Tottenham Court Road. On Oxford Street, you can find all kinds of shops. It's the major shopping street in central London, but it's not the most expensive or fashionable one. I bought a lot of presents for my friends here. In the afternoon, we decided to take a ride on the London Eye. The famous London Eye is a huge Ferris wheel. It's the largest Ferris wheel in Europe. It's about 135 metres high. It has got 32 cabins, and for superstitious reasons, they're numbered 1 through 33. For good luck, number 13 is left out. The ride goes on for about 30 minutes. The view from the top of the wheel was fantastic. I could see some of London's other sightseeing spots, like Big Ben and Buckingham Palace. On our last day, we visited St. Paul's Cathedral, which was designed by Christopher Wren after the Great Fire of London in 1666. Christopher Wren is also buried in the cathedral. Of course, I tried out the Whispering Gallery. When you whisper or murmur against its wall, people at any other point around the gallery can hear you if they put their ear to the wall. Our last stop that day was the Globe Theatre. It's a reconstruction of Shakespeare's Globe Theatre. We took a tour of the theatre as plays are only performed between May and October. The tour was very interesting, and I know during my next visit to London, I definitely want to see a play at the Globe.